Good morning, everyone. Usually we don't give a talk at the group puja, but this is the one exception a year because it's the Gurudeva's Jayanti group puja, January 5th. And so we're carrying forward the tradition that Gurudeva started of giving what's called the State of the Church. Remember, State of the Church talk. Happens every year. So this is our fourth one. So that's the reason. Sets a nice overview of what we're focusing on for the coming year. So in review, in the year 2002, we started our first talk. And the major focus was on bringing in new members. We had lots of new members just sitting there, knocking on the door, wanting to come in. So we brought in about 30 new members that year. Finished the Master Course Trilogy in hardcover. And we issued level one of the Academy study in that year. 2003, continued on. We did level two of the new Academy Master Course Supervised Study and did our first new small book for quite some time, which is Yoga's Forgotten Foundation. Printed our first in the pocketbook size of Dancing with Shiva and continued our yearly visits to Mauritius, Malaysia, Singapore, and California. So 2004 was quite busy. We started with the ambitious India Inner Search, which was a very successful program, 90 people, and lots of them got very, very inspired. Really, I think the part of it that touched me was that so many of them, they really felt close to God during their time in India, a new experience for them, and very appreciative of that. When we started something we haven't done for many, many years, we had a study retreat in Malaysia, 5-day study retreat we just finished in December. We had 80 participants from Malaysia and Singapore both. This last year for Yerevan, I think the highlight, the easy highlight to think about, is the gold leaf capstone. Wonderful accomplishment. Many of you here did a little bit in helping that occur, and many of you did a lot. And anyway, it's beautiful, and once we get the covering off, it'll be glistening there in the sun every day. Also, a wonderful accomplishment this last year was japa. We got our new booklet done on the Panchakshara Mantra, which we've gotten lots of positive response to, as well as we gave Samaya Diksha 4 times in the year. Started at Chidambaram, nice place to give Diksha. And Malaysia, Mauritius, and California. Finished our new Know Thyself booklet. Looks quite beautiful. And actually moved forward on the Saivite Hindu religion course. It's been kind of standing still for a number of years. We managed to print Book 3, just at the end of the year. It's challenging because of the translation. It's one thing to write a book in English. It's quite something when every little change has to go through 3 different translators. It slows it down quite a bit. We also did some new church booklets last year for the Arushishya and Navratashishya. Got that all up to date. And we issued Level 3, the last of the levels of the new Academy study. So now we have the full supervised study in place for brand new people so they can go through and not face any delays because of us. Had our annual trips to Mauritius, Malaysia, Singapore, and California, plus a lot of extra trips last year. Western Canada, Eastern Canada, Atlanta, Cincinnati, and Houston. All in about 3 months. Everyone wants you in the summer months. So the highlights of last year. Thank you. So turning to the coming year, what are our major focuses? Well, Samaya Diksha is in place with the study course and the Panchakshara mantra booklet. So we're moving on to Vishesha Diksha and the Atmartha Puja. So at some point during the year, we'll be coming out with a preparation course for Vishesha Diksha. So for those who haven't had Vishesha Diksha, they can properly qualify and learn the Atmartha Puja. And then later in the year, if we get the study course out soon enough, we may be giving some Vishesha Diksha ceremonies. At least a few more will come through with Samaya Diksha this year. Some of them got sidetracked, giving birth to children, slowed them down, or some event in their life, but they're catching back up. And looking forward to having Samaya Diksha later this year. We're moving forward with the Saivite Hindu Religions Children's Course. As you know, it's 6 books long, so we're moving on to book 4. And hope to have that printed by the end of the year, as well as we're going to redo books 1 and 2 in the new format. The new format takes all the teacher's material out of the booklet and makes that a separate PDF file, which is available on the web or on disk. And keeps the booklet nice and thin, just with the material for the children. Going to be producing the Merging with Shiva and Living with Shiva pocketbooks. There's been a lot of demand for those. They're very convenient for carrying on the plane. No one likes to carry even one of the trilogy on the plane. You know, it's way too heavy. But lots of devotees enjoy reading the trilogy when they travel. So it's a nice travel edition, plus overseas in particular, where the cost of the complete book is a bit high. It allows those who are just getting familiar with Gurudeva's teachings to buy one at a nominal price. Say in Malaysia and Mauritius in particular. As many of us saw at the Mahasamadhi observances, we had a new booklet in unfinished form for the Ashtottaras. So we're going to be finishing that up again. The translation makes it take a little time to produce, getting everything correct in various languages. So it's going to contain 108 names for Gurudeva, which is what we were chanting for the Mahasamadhi observance, plus 108 names for Yogaswami, something new, and plus 108 names for me. That's by popular demand, particularly in Malaysia. They keep saying, where's the names for Bodhinatha? We don't want to chant Gurudeva's names. Please give us the names. So we finally said, well, we better do that. So we're going to have all 3 in the booklet, plus some general information on Guru Bhakti. For inspiration. We're going to have a nice upgrade also this year to Lemurian scrolls. We have some beautiful 4-color artwork by our Balinese artist, Iwayan. So we're going to be printing that this coming year in 4-color version. As you know, the original drawings are a bit simple, shall we say, and in black and white, so this will add a nice aspect to the book throughout. And as well as we're hoping to do the karma management booklet this year, based on 2 sources. One, we're going to take all of Gurudeva's material from the trilogy that's on karma and put it in the booklet, plus the insight section material we did for Hinduism Today a few years ago with the principles of karma management combined. So on the teaching area, our study retreat in Malaysia was very well received, a 5-day program on the beach in Malaysia. Fortunately, Sumatra is between the earthquake and Malaysia. So we were there, but we were protected. And the only thing that happened was the water came up 5 feet. Where they were out on an island swimming, and within a matter of minutes, the water jumped 5 feet in height. And so everyone that was in the water, which weren't very many, jumped out. He said, something's unusual here. That was the closest that came to us. Fortunately, quite well protected. But anyway, we had a great program, and when they started, they were hoping for 50 and ended up with 80, which shows the amount of interest. And so now they're anxious for similar retreats in other countries, so we're starting to plan for end of the year trip to have some weekend retreats, 2-day retreats, or even 1-day retreats for Singapore, Mauritius, and possibly again in Malaysia. Travel is starting to come in, requests for this year. The first one, which is firm, is we have a March trip to London, end of March, so hoping it won't be too cold. Nice invitation there. It's for the annual Mahasamadhi of Yogaswami. There's quite a large group of Yogaswami devotees in London area. So Indra Siva Yogam and her husband, Indra was on the inner search, are coordinating the trip and have invited us. So that's at the end of March, which happens to coincide with Easter weekend, which is a 4-day holiday in the UK. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, all 4 days will be holiday days. So it's a great opportunity to have a number of events. Second invitation to come in is for the Montreal, Quebec Murugan Temple is having a Kumbhabhishekam for its newly built temple. It's a much larger facility next to the original one. And Gurudeva went there a couple of times. And the deity for the new temple has been donated by Gurudeva. So we have close ties to the temple. And they're also a Saiva society, right in the name of their organization, Saiva something of Quebec, Saiva Sabha of Quebec, Saiva Society of Quebec. So we'll be going there at the end of August. We have our dates for California, which are October 15th and 16th weekend. We'll be going there. And, of course, Mauritius, Malaysia, Singapore in September. And we just had an invitation come in from New Temple in Winnipeg, Manitoba. To get out my map, to remember where Winnipeg is. It's further east than I thought it was. And so there's, at the end of June, they're having a Kumbhabhishekam for a temple there. And we had some devotees come a couple of years ago who were very interested in having us come there. Perhaps they're involved in the invitation. So it's nice to have a Hindu temple, and it's kind of in the middle of Canada there. So travel is coming in on the property, from the Audinam property activities. Of course, Yerevan is still our main activity, and totally finishing the Vimanam is, of course, one of the goals that will happen this year, and that just requires some deities. We have some nandis and some directional deities that have to be installed up at the top. And so that's why the scaffolding hasn't come down. We don't want to take it down and then put it back up. So those deities are coming soon, and then that is not a large task. They'll be installed, and then we'll be able to start taking the scaffolding down so that our beautiful golden capstone is visible to all. As well as we have the three small, or Chinnagopurams, on the side, in the back, going up this year, including gold plating of them. So by the end of the year, we should have all three of them in place, nicely gold plated. So we'll have four structures that are gold-plated by the end of the year. A very beautiful addition. Devarajan is moving forward with our capital endowment fundraising campaign. We finished up the brochure a few months ago, and he's starting to move forward. Goal is to raise $13.6 million in 6 years. This is, of course, in addition to the $16 million the monks are raising. So he's working with Isan Katir, Dr. Shan Sundar, and Surya Kumar, and hopes by the end of 2005 to have some significant donations come in from his efforts. He has some good leads in the California Silicon Valley area. For our land across the river, Himalayan Acres, those of you who have been over there can see the progress. So far, we've mainly been mowing and planting trees. We have some 2,200 coconuts, 2,200 coconut trees sitting there. You can see some of them popping up through the grass. And avocado trees, noni trees, miscellaneous fruit trees. 1,500 ironwood trees have gone in so far for windbreaks, and 100 teak and 20 aromatic cedar. So counting the coconut trees, that's about 4,000 trees. My goodness, that's a lot. Through the end of last year, this coming year, we plan to almost double that with additional 1,000 ironwoods for windbreaks, 1,000 noni trees, and trial plantings of 1,200 mahogany trees and 200 pheasant wood trees. 3,400 new trees for this coming year. So we have worked out a nice system. As with anything, it's easier when you know what you're doing. So it's not obvious how to plant trees in the middle of a former cane field. And so there's a serious grass problem, guinea grass problem. So a system for laying down what's called mulch, which to me looks like plastic, but anyway, it's called mulch. The mulch is something else, and plastic is plastic. But in this case, plastic is the mulch. So laying down mulch and in a wide strip and then planting the trees in the middle of the mulch strip controls the weeds quite nicely, so you don't have the grass problem, which are called weeds. So you don't have a serious weeding problem to take care of them. They do fairly well in that condition. So that's a great breakthrough, and we've been doing that for latter part of the year and been quite successful in the recent planting. So we're moving ahead with the additional 3,400 trees in that way, and make some nice progress on Mayan Acres in the year 2005. So those are some of our plans, not all of our plans, but gives you an idea of what we're doing and where we're going and what's coming out in terms of study programs and all for those who are still making progress through the different studies and dikshas. So, Om Namah Shivaya.